Okay, we got up to today's Daf's Daf Zayin. And we got up to the second line. We were in the middle of the sugya, analyzing whether it's mutter to be veiled b'tchila b'shabbos. Two issues were involved. One was actually making a wedding on a Friday, where the suda would be on Shabbos. Then we said there was a problem of shemesh b'tchila. And there's a general question as to whether there's a problem of asiyas chabura or a problem of asiyas peta, depending on how we understand the nature of dam of the betulim, mitzvah pocket of chiburim bichper, and then it depends on the kalkul bechabura, the melacha shehu miskadav shehu miskavi, and so on. So Rabbi Ami says the Gemara Sharlam Ivel betchila b'shabbos. Rabbi Ami was matir b'ilan shabbos, and this was a natural event. And the Rabbanan said, how can he do this? Yalo k'tiva k'tuva. It was still before the k'tuva, and a kala without a k'tuva is considered to be asur b'ilah to b'ilah z'nut. So Amar lohu, Rabbani said to them, okay, so ad pesua metatolin. Give her metatolin as a mashka. If he tries any hanky-panky like a divorce or dying, he'll have basically paid up because she has a mashkin to collect from, and that's as good as a ktuva. Actually, there are some rishonim who learn from here that really is as good as a ktuva, from which they learn that you don't really need a ktuva. You just need a way of collecting. You know? I mean, in general, we have the rabbanan that created the situation of a ktuva. We have it or not. However, almost everybody disagrees. It says that the inyan of ktuva is a specific act of honor, and not just the fact that it will cost you, but to go through the entire motions. So this is good for a day or whatever, till you're able to get around to writing it. But you can't rely on that for soon until tomorrow.
Just to have it by chance?
Yeah, well, it was getting late in the day. It was actually, some learned that this was just 2 minutes before Shabbos. Because otherwise, how could you be out for soon until tomorrow? There's not a problem making Kinyanim on Shabbos. So it must be they just didn't have time to write the ksuva, and they were asking him about what are we going to do now. He says, okay, you can marry her on Shabbos. He said, well, what about the ksuva? So okay, just give her metatlon. But others learned that in this case, there's no, the atvesu metatlon is not a kinyan gomer in the way that we aser kinyanim on Shabbos, maybe litzera l'mitzvah, we did not have all kinds of discussion, but there's nothing that's machriach has to say necessarily that was the metatlon was on Shabbos goof. And then mitzvah Shabbos, write the ksuva. Rav Zvid was also Sharlam Ivel B'tchila B'Shabbat. He was also Matir B'Ilan Shabbos, and Ikadam Rav Zvid Gufi Boel B'tchila B'Shabbos. Others say Rav Zvid wasn't only Matir, he did it himself. In which case, we have a stronger Psak Allah. We'll see this in Dogea, actually, the Psak B'Zman Hazeh, the story of Rav Zvid. Rav Yudah Sharlam Ivel B'tchila B'Yom Tov. Now, Rav Papi said in Rava's name, Shmeda Rava, even though Rav Yudah was Matur on Yom Tov, don't misunderstand that. It's lo tema b'Yom Tov v'shoreya b'Shabbat asur. It wasn't that he was saying, Rav Yudah says you're allowed to be boil b'tchila b'Yom Tov, and only Yom Tov, but not Shabbos. That's not true. Hu adin afil b'Shabbat nami shorei. The truth is, it would be no difference on Shabbos either. The only reason that he said that it was mutter on Yontif because Maaseh Shayak Achayah. There was a wedding on Erev Yontif, and he said there's no problem being on Yontif, but it wasn't a din specifically in Yontif. However, not everybody agrees. Rav Papa Mishmeh Rav Omar, that actually it was Dafka on Yontif. B'Yontif Shari B'Shabbat Asur. So this was an argument between Rav Papi and Rav Papa. So Rav Papi says to Rav Papa, what would be the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos? And it stands only one possibility, that you'd be tining mitoshu dracha bura letzorech utronami shalom letzorech. It's basically, you're saying already that Yom Tov is different because of it. You're allowed to shecht and whatever. So, okay, so if that's the case, so then we're going to be matir even if it's something that's not letzorech Yom Tov. As long as there's mitzvah, it's part of what you're doing, it's part of your joy in life, and so on. Problem is, if you hold to that svara, so then umayata mutar lazut mugmar biyanta. Why wouldn't be mutter to use the whole incense thing that they would get the smell and stuff. But God didn't, and so they didn't used to be dry cleaners, but they were incense makers. So why would that be mutter on Shabbos? Also because mitok ver havora, havora is mutter. Mitok shucha havora, litzorah. You're allowed to make a fire to cook. So mutranam yishuvah litzorah. It should be mutter also for a movement. Why do we ask for the movement? The mice, what was he thinking? What, he disagrees b'chol with mitoch? I mean, is that they still swar mitoch? That's what's it saying? What's your swar is mitoch? You can imagine that somebody's coming along all of a sudden to question mitoch. Tainus tells us that it could be that, first of all, it could be he holds. Remember, there were two approaches in what Basil's logic was, whether it really is because of mitoch shorter baby. Maybe he doesn't hold that it's mitoch shuchar. Maybe he holds that there's no eruv on yantiv, like the Gemara makes it. So it's possible that he's arguing on gufa the possibility. And furthermore, he says it could be that he holds that mitoch only applies to normal things that come up all the time. And it comes up all the time to be fail of tzula b'chila b'shabbos. It's not something that is that common. And so Meili was arguing on that type of mitoch. But anyway, why, according to you, don't we matter a mugmar on yantar? Omar lay, what, you don't know that? Alech omar kra, the Torah was concerned for people like you who don't understand halacha. That's why it says, akashay yachel l'chol nefesh. What does it say, l'chol nefesh? Shay yachel, what's that enough? El, it's coming to tell me, dovar ashavel l'chol nefesh. Mugmar is for people who are very sensitive. Normal people don't sit there and smoke their clothing every time they use them. Maybe in those days we all would.
We are more Easterners,
of course. Than that, yeah. They certainly didn't know from the odorings. So this is not shavel kol nefesh. This is something only spoiled people do. Omale ravacha breida ravel ravacha. Oh, if you're talking about shavel kol nefesh, that it's something that a person would normally do. So in other words, if a guy has a chance now to shecht a deer on yantiv, so, I mean, and normally only rich people eat venison, so he shouldn't. It's also for it, because it's not shavel kol nefesh. So therefore, nobody can eat deer. It's not shavel kol nefesh. What you say? So his damen lo tzvibi am tova ov enu shavel chol nefesh, only people can afford to eat venison. So therefore, it's not considered to be mutter to shech ban yantar. That's al dinami dozo le mishkate. But you're going to tell me that it really depends on the price of the meat? Amalei, I don't mean shove in a sense that this is the type of thing that anybody would do. I mean dobrat tzorech lo chol nefesh kamin. I'm talking about the fact you can't afford something doesn't make it that it's not tzorech l'chol nefesh. Tzorech l'chol nefesh. You can't afford it, so you'll settle with beef. Absula tzorech l'chol nefesh. You can't afford it, so you'll settle for something else. But l'maisa, that's considered to be tzorech l'chol nefesh. So be'ilah certainly, that's part of normal life. And therefore, over here, of course, it would be mutter because of mitoch.
But
mitoch, that the Torah's matir l'tzorech doing, well, in this case,
a malacha
for yantar, if it's for oichel nefesh. So memela, we say it's, even though this thing is not nogea, the specific need for the yom, normally the ikar heter is on the yom. Over here, you don't have to be boiled of psula today, but nonetheless, we say mitoch, that's basically a svara, even though this is not the ikar way, but since it's mutter, if I needed to do it specifically for yom, it's mutter for some tzerech hayom, right? So, okay, so this is considered to also be part of my life on Yom Tov. That's when we carry things. And why do you carry things? Because since if you needed to be carrying for a particular thing, then you'd be allowed to. So, okay, so we carry. As long as it's mixed as serif.
The rule of the is what?
That we just had to approve it. Well, whatever malacha it is, it's what we had decided that we had our flow chart. So we go back to the flow chart. No. Adarava. Anyone in this masiv requires that is considered to be chol. That's the heter for smoking. Otherwise, smoking is a total iser on yantar. They were mater smoking because they believed that it was good for people. They had stomach problems. No, people would smoke all the time for digestion and so on. Okay, so that was the heter. What the heter is nowadays, I have no idea. Well, it seems to be an Isser Gomer. I don't know. Seriously?
Yeah, they had a paper given out.
What?
Everybody. They had a paper given out by some anti-smoking people.
Yeah.
All of them saying that.
It is
Yasha. And all of them saying, no, Lazar, Osir.
There's no tzad heter.
Yeah, either they said, no, it's a Lazar, or Osir, the opposite of me. Nobody cares, that's all.
No,
of course.
It's like all of them.
Well, only the smokers, though.
The rest of them. Care of
the non-smokers, we're willing to stop.
A real smoker can be a big Inuit.
Doesn't matter? There's no heter to do with Isser Malacha because of an Inuit. It has to be Tarak Lakom heter.
They get nervous. They
don't get nervous.
They
manage on Shabbat. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Ora Rabbi Yochanan Bet Sidon, Asur Levol Bet Chilu B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan came up with a psak. It's Asur. First of all, what do you mean Ora Rabbi Yochanan? I've never heard of such a thing. Niko Ora Ala Isser. Well, how do you call somebody Asur something? Any idiot can Asur something, right? So why is that a whole wrong?
It's true. All of the land all known as being made.
But it's certainly not called a hora. A hora, I mean, the only point of a hora is Rashi says there's no problem to be machmer. The only thing that requires your das is to be makel. So why would we use the word hora? Is there such a thing? Well, there is such a thing. There are cases where even the Isser is a clear cut hora that somebody had come with a big kiddush. But it's not. Who kept her naziras in chutzlarts. So Beisol said, you weren't yaitse. You have to keep another 7 years of naziras. That's a big psak, man. Vinami kodatanya. Chuta shidrash nifsak berubo. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Yaakov amer afilu nikev. So according to Rebbe Yaakov, even a hole in the spinal cord, I mean, it's a question how far the hole has penetrated, is enough to trafe up an animal. Hurrah, Rebbe, Rebbe Yaakov. And Elisha said, Rebbe, Allah Elisha went and paskin like Rebbe Yaakov against his own psak, even though it was a chumra. So we call it a hurrah. Omer Avuna, Elisha ain't Allah, Rebbe Yaakov. Don't get confused by that, because we don't paskin that way anyway, but okay. The truth is, there's a question whether this is referring to that Rabbi Yaakov or is referring to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, who was saying like Rabbi Yochanan. The question is whether there's a vav, the Omar of Huna in Halacha Rabbi Yaakov, or whether this is a different halacha, Omar of Huna in Halacha, like the Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi that we were just talking about, which is that it's Osir Livol Ali but Rabbi Yochanan. There are two good souls here, one with the vav. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Nachum by Yitzchak Basin Ihoch. Omer Rabbi Avu Sha'al Rabbi Yeshua ben Yaakov de Mintzuris Rabbi Yochanan Bet Sidon. This is the way it was given over. Rabbi Yeshua ben Yaakov asked Rabbi Yochanan in the city of Sidon. Va'anashmiya, I was there and I heard the Shaila being asked. Ma'oli vo betchila b'shabbat. And he responded, Ve'amar le asur. But the halacha is not like that. Ve'yochata mutar li vo betchila b'shabbat. There's a whole Shaila of whether is this the afterfeel of Kaveh Vahat. Because, I mean, according to one of the Lashonas we said before, there has to be here not a psik ratio, that it's Efshir Batayam, it's a Lokani Bavli, but okay, so at least there has to be a Kavona to be Mati. Lamaisa the Poskim and Docha that. Say that that's not the way that we're coming out over here, that it's because of the Hatoya and so on, but rather because of the earlier Yonin, that there's no problem. It's Dabar Shein Miskavim, or it's a Dam is Mitzkat Pukit, therefore there's no Shela, and it's a Bekalka Bechabura, and you don't have to be Machmer. Of course, there are those who bring, but there are those who are very Machmer, not to be viral on Shabbos and Psula. Which, basically, the Mishnah Berurah brings Halacha, yeah, but they're weirdos. And why do we say they're weirdos? Because if Rizvid could be Senech La'alocha, not just a paskin, but to do it himself, then it's weird to go and say, I have to be a bigger frumi than Rizvid was. with such a person. Eino element amatmiyah. That's strange, strange bird. They come up with these kind of piskalokas where the Gemara actually brings that. But that's why the Gemara is bringing what after Rav Zvi's private life. And we're bringing that Rav Zvi to Maaseh Joya to show that there's not an idiot to be mocked for either.
What
did
the individual say? Bekim
Bekim?
I mean, said
Bekim. Rose Bekim, yeah, but you have to at least intend. I mean, if you have no intention of being careful.
No, it's something the opposite. The person who doesn't, who's saying that it's kind of strange. Everybody said that. The people who know, maybe they're saying, I'm not bucky, I don't know if I can know what's going on.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that could be, but the mice we don't pass in it is that you need to be mechanic to be mad.
And the Gemara says, who's going to?
Yom says this sof is usually the sof of the Ravina Ravashi. Unless sometimes it's put in afterwards from the Rabbanit Saburai, even from the Gainim and Moya.
Who put together the Gemara and they decided this was the Allah.
Yeah. Omer of Chalba, Omer of Huna, Omer of Abba Barzavda, Omer Rav, Achas Besula, the Achas Almona, to Una Baracha, you need to make a bracha, a Birchas Chasanim, at the time that you are marrying. What? The Omer of Huna, okay, I thought. Ravuna said in Almana, Einatun Habracha. No, Lokashi, Kan the Bachur Shinasa Almana, Kan the Almon Shinasa Almana. When Ravuna was saying that an Almana doesn't require a Bracha, what he was saying is an Alma, someone who had previously been married, who marries an Almana had previously been married, they weren't Mitakin a Bracha. But where it says, Ravuna says that everyone requires a Bracha, even an Almana, it's talking about a Bachur. Who marries an Almon? The Almon should ask Almon, you're telling me that according to Rav Huna, that if two widows, a widower and a widow, marry, there's no bracha? The Almon is not one. Omar li una barnosa. Tana, minay le birchas kasani basar. What was the whole mikor of the din that you're supposed to be making these sheva brachas? Shinemar vayikach asara nashim zikne ha'ir, vayomer shvupo. Now I got news for you. If that's the mocker, then that means that the case is Boaz was an Alma, and Ruth was an Almona, and they're getting married, and we're learning out the Din of Sheva Brachos from them. So what are you telling me that there's no Din of Sheva Brachos? That doesn't make any sense. So you know, I meant my Eina to Unabracha. You know what Rav Huna, when Rav Huna was saying Eina to Unabracha, he meant. You don't need 7 days of Sheva Brach. That's what he's saying. That there's Eina Tuna Brach or Kol Shiva. But certainly the first day of the wedding itself, Yom Echad Tuna Brach. That's what he was saying. So Elohad Tanya, Shokdu Chachamim Takanat Benot Yisrael, Shiyeh Samechim Shlosha Yamim. Wait a second. I thought we said that the Almana we had earlier, that's why we wanted her to marry on a On a Thursday, so we would have 3 days, he would go away to work, we made a takona, that there would be 3 days. So apparently there are 3 days of Sheva Brachos. And he said there's only 1 day of Sheva Brachos. And if it's talking about a psula, then it's 7 days of Sheva Brachos, where did the 3 days happen? So what's it talking about over there? Either Bachur, what, it's talking about a Bachur who married Almana, you just said that it's 7 days for a Bachur that marries an Almana. If you're talking about an Almon, then it's 1 day. So what's the 3 days? It's not a question. It could be talking about either case. Ibaitema Baalmon. And Baalmon is indeed Yom Echad. That's a din in the bracha. The din in the simcha is shosha. They don't necessarily go hand in hand. Or you could say, maybe it's even talking about a bachur. So when a bachur is marrying an almana, so the din is shiva. So you need 7 din, but that's in terms of bracha. The din of shalosha, which is a halacha in her, it's still shlosha. So in other words, halacha of the shakdu, that's a reference to the woman, the protection of the woman. The din of birchas chasanim, maybe din of the man. So if it's a bachur who's marrying, so the simcha of the chasan, this is first marriage, a sheva bracha, 7 days. When it comes to the simcha is still the takana for the almana, is only shlosha yomim. So that it could be that these two halachas, most we shouldn't learn, that these two Ibai Samas are not arguing on each other. Mm-hmm. These are alternatives. I say it's very strange. I mean, one, the relationship is Bracha 1 to Simcha 3, and the other is Bracha 7 to Simcha 3. But that's not a problem, because if we understand it this way, the Simcha is a dependent on the halakha of the Isha, and the Bracha is a dependent on the din of the person. So what's the contradiction? There are those who learn that Eino Chinami, according to the Ibai Seima, a Bachur who marries an Almana is also Shiva for Simcha. And that they're arguing. And Lamaisa, the minig has become that even an Almana, if she's marrying a Bachur, then we do Sheva Bracha the seventh day. So, okay. I mean, even though there's no Hefrach in the Gemara to say that they're arguing, but it became already a minig to have 7 days of Simcha, even for an Almana.
Meaning for it's like a
cause
for them.
Yes, right. He's not supposed to go to work same way as he would with himself. Meisa, mevorchim lebetula shiva la'almana yom echad. Explain this to me. Here it's saying that a besula has 7 days, and an almana has only 1 day. Now, since it's making it dependent in the state of the woman, betula and almana. Okay, so then. My love, afilu almanash, and he said lebachur. So then you're telling me that under all circumstances, even if an almana is marrying a bachur, it's a din in the almana that it's only yom echad of the brachas and not 7 days of the brachas. No, not true. Maybe it's the alman. No, what's wrong with that? So I'll tell you what's wrong with this. So then you're saying that this is the alman. Aval abachur mai. What would be the din if she was marrying a bachur? Then you're saying, no, indeed, you would need 7 days of seven brachas. So, Yachi, then why not say so? Listening. Mevorchin lebetula shiva, ula almana shini seit lebachur shiva, ula almana, if it wasn't lebachur yom echad, why not make it clear? Why are you saying it in this way, as if it's like a din, specifically in besula and almana, when it's not really a din in besula and almana? Because milta the psikta katani, you see. What we're trying to do is we're trying to say the clear-cut din without complications. Is it true that every betula, no matter what, leka betula the batzer mishiva? Yes. Every betula is going to have 7 days of Sheva Brachos. Okay? Is it true that there is no almanah with less than Yom Echad? It's also true. Leka almanah the batzer mishiva Yom Echad. Ah, you're tiny, but what about where a balker marries up? But that's not a din in the almanah. So I'm not leaving out any information. That's an aside. Oh, by the way, there's a takonah for the male also of Sheva Brachos. So if he's a bocher, there should be Shiva's Yom and Sheva Brachos. No, I'm not coming to talk about him. I'm talking about her. So when it comes to talk about her, the halacha is very clear. There's nothing to show in Mazbin. Okay. So then already it's no taina. Why? We're not coming to even discuss that issue. Good fun. Omer Reb Nachman, Omer Lehuna Bar Natan, Tana minay lebirchat chatanim ba'asara, shenemar vayikach asara nashim mizikdei ha'ir, vayomer shvu po. Interesting. So, the question is, what happened? Why do we need 10 other people? We'll see in a moment. Can we include Boaz as a member of the assembly? Rabbi Abuz says, that's not where we learn it from. We learn it out from b'makelot baruchu Elohim Hashem mimikor Yisrael. So you see, but makelot, when it comes to Mikor Yisrael is the womb of Yisrael. So when it comes to the reproduction of Yisrael, there has to be blessings. And they have to be makelot. And a makelot we learn on out of Eida. This is Hakelot Eida. So Eida, Enida, Kutama, Measara. So that means you need to have 10 people that are being Mavorach Hashem. At the time that you're dealing with the reproduction of Yisrael, Mekor Yisrael.
And that's when
Makhilot. Oh, Tosfos says that question. So Tosfos says, to say that it should be 20 is unreasonable. Because there's never an halacha, there's never an afkamina between 10 and 20. Whoever heard of such a thing? And then besides that, the Yerushalmi darshan's Makhilot is Chosar Vav. That's from Amar Tehillah. But assuming that Makhilot is Chosar Vav, so Inafinat, no, Chosar Vav means it's Lotter Yach. I understand what I'm saying, but look, make it clear, Makhilot. Yeah. Reb Nachman, so what does Reb Nachman do with the Pasuk of Rabbi Avu? I mean, that, isn't that pretty clear what he has to go darshaning around from Yikach HaSar L'Mamais Shroi? It's a pasuk that says to do it. No, he learns that something else completely. Take a look at the context over there. The context is Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shira, and so on. So that's coming to tell me. How do we know that even embryos were saying Shira at the time of Kriyas Yamsa? So even while they are in the uterus, they have to say Shira. So they responded to the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsa.
You mean Hashanah being Dorish and the Pesukim Tehillim as opposed to Torah and Torah?
Yeah. I mean, anyway, these are all basically as Marcus is saying.
The
Yidden wrote it still? Sorry?
The
Yidden
wrote it
The Ida? Well, the Medrash says that the...
The
Yidden
no,
water spread.
No, but it's like, oh. I'm thinking of the Seder one.
Right, but the belly became like well, became see through, transparent. The idah. So Enoch and Ami. Why would Rabbi Avu not accept that? That's the pshat and pasuk, and that's the pashtus of the reference. Because he says, because then it doesn't really have to do with the in utero specific. Because then what you're talking about the mekar is basically conception time, right? That's the root. Source, conception. And then you could just talk about mibeten. Mm-hmm. So then the lema kro mibeten, my mimikor. You're talking about mikor, you're talking about iske mikor, you're talking about conceiving. Conceiving already is period of Arivia brings us back to a marriage. So therefore, I kind of that's more clearly what it's referring to.
But the idea that the location of conception is different than the location of growing the baby for a month.
Right. It's also true. One is more makar oriented. Rabbi Avu ba'aykrod Rabbi Nachman, my Dorish Bey, what is he saying? I mean, I understand. What do you need to? Lamaisa, here you have a beautiful story in which, in order to make the marriage of Boaz and Ruth, they needed 10 people. Oh, please, that's it. Wasn't for the marriage? Aumi ba'ilu the midrash, amoni ba'lo amonit, mo'avi ba'lo mo'avi. We had that old story. He needed to have these 10 people. He was gathering over there. He wanted to make a bezdin, so it should be clear that this was the psak halacha. The isak adaitach livroch. I mean, I understand what you think. He was gathering 10 people for sheva brachos. I mean, so why do they have to be zakenim? The lo zagi delav zakenim. I mean, so it must be if he's gathering zakenim that they're the ziknei eda in order to be kovel halacha. So what do you think? You think it's not for Sheva Brochus. So what do you need 10 for? All he needed to do was give over testimony. He wants to be made bifnei Shmaya Vavtalyan. But what do you need to have so many people for? So Lo Sagi Lavasora? Absolutely. Lefersume Milsa. We know already we've had cases like Kiryomala Shmuel or Chana Bagarata. Poke V'aydili Be'asor. I want you to come bring me 10. I want to say in front of them. I want to say to you, in front of them, Hamazakel Ubar Kana. Interesting. What a coincidence. So we find that there is indeed a need to be mefarsim, a new halacha. By the way, don't let that confuse you, because the halacha is a mezakel uber lo kana. We're not bringing it in to tell you anything, you know?
Why did they do the chalitza with these 10 people? Like, how do we know that? I mean, why is it a riot? You need 10 people. The chalitza, he could probably.
Well, it wasn't really chalitza. He was just giving up on his kinyan. He was making a kinyan. That was it. It's only a coincidence. Mm-hmm. That it's chalitza. Look, you have to make these brachas we're talking about. That's only in the Beit HaChatanim. So you make now the Sheva brachas when you're making the Chuppah, not at the time that you're making Erison. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you even say a Sheva brachas in the Erison. So after Beit HaYerusin, a year before, also Mevarchim Ota. Amar Abaye says, Abaye, what he's talking about, Yehuda Shana. That's only in Yehuda, with that a minute that the Chassid and Kala were left alone. So over there, you're assuming they're going to sleep together. They're going to sleep together, then it's Osir without a bracha. So Mipnesha Mityachedima, since he's going to be Mityached with the Kala, so we want, therefore, to make sure that we say a bracha, because Kala below bracha is Asitir Chassid. I lamais Asitir Chassid anyway, since there was no chuppah. What is this encouraging premarital sex over here? It's a little bit strange. Enough to make a bracha. So Enoch Inami, the situation was, Mitzal, the Rishonim speak out. The situation in Yehuda was that they were the ones that were fundamentally under the Gezerah of Prima Nostra. They were like, you're terrible. The hegemon would always come and take the Kala out from under the Chuppah. But this was only if she was a Betula. So they Bedavka wanted, one shot is a Bedavka wanted them to have premarital sex, but she wouldn't be a Betula. So Ramela, they at least, so they were martyred. In other words, they didn't ask her, they didn't need a chuppah, so, but at least should be a brach. Yeah, after Kedusha. We're Bikr, Mikr, then obviously it's Mutter anyway. Asar lono, it's Arusei slano. I mean, that's an Issa Durabonan, according to 99% of Shuntas. So, but others learn the intent wasn't Dafka, that they should actually sleep together. The intent was that they should make out together sufficiently that the Kala would no longer desire another man. Because if it was a chashash, maybe she'd get turned on by the anger. So it says, at least like this, it would be Baratzen, it would be Asuratan.
Wow.
So at least like this, she would be Mutarista. Okay. But anyway, whatever the reason was, that's what he was referring to. But otherwise, why make a Sheva Brochus by an Erisa? So that must be the mice. So therefore, we're talking about, says the Gemara B'Yehuda. Tani Ida, Mivorchim Birchat Chatanim Bebeit Chatanim, but there's also Birchat Erusin, which you do make Bebeit Erusin. Oh, now that's all different thing. Until now we've been referring to the Sheva Brach, which is what we relate to as being part of the Chuppah. However, says the Gemara now, there's another bracha, a bracha that's made at the time of Kiddush. Birchat Erusin, my Mavarach, what bracha do you say at time of Kiddush? So Rabban Bar Avada and Rabba Bar Avada, Tarvayu Mishmei the Rav Yehuda Amrin, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kidshanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu Ala Arayot, V'Asar Lano At Arusot, V'Hitir Lano At Arusot Lano Ayedei Chupa V'Kiddushin. Period. And Rav Acha Breider Rava added the Sayim Bar Mishmei the Rav Yehuda, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael, Ar Mekadesh Amo Yisrael. So apparently there's a machlokus whether there is a chatim mat to this bracha or not. To mandalo chatim, midid avi abirkat perot vabirkat mitzvot. The one who didn't give a chatima, he said, well, why should we make a chatima? Asher kitchen rezotah v'tzivanu. Basically, ayedeh chupa v'kiddushin. Right? Well, I mean, when you say another bracha, what do you say? Motzi lechem min haaretz, baruch ata Hashem, asher bara lechem. I mean, what do we need this extra piece for? Whereas man dechatim, mididavi akidusha, the one who is chaisen. Rashi learns this means, since it's said in a lashon of mekadesh amo Yisrael. So if that's the case, it should be similar to kiddush hayom. Kiddush hayom for Shabbos, which is also part of Kiddush Yisrael, the Zivug of Yisrael. So over there we have Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. If you're using Lashon Kiddusha, you want to be Gomer with Kiddusha. Tosfos says it's just a question of the length of the bracha. Long bracha, you have a long bracha by Kiddush. You have a long bracha over here. You have a Chatima and a long bracha, you have a Chatima over here. Other Rishonim learn that it's dependent on the structure of the bracha. Because by Kiddush, you begin, Asher Kiddushan HaShabbat, the Tzivanu, and then you talk about the Chiyav of Kiddush. But then you go into all drasha about Yom Tchila, Mikra Kedesh, what does that have to do with anything? So since you interrupted, so Mimela, that interruption is Bechayav now, a new Chatimah. So here also, you go into this all big drasha of Asalon, Asarus, And it's only matir, but if it's a tzayid echupa, a kiddusha, then it's a whole big drasha. So you give a whole big drasha, so then you need a chatima in order to integrate the bracha as one whole thing. Now, there could be remuzim to other issues over here, which is this in fact, because these two visions, a birchas peres, a birchas mitzvahs, and midin avi akidush, very, very different. Because if we're talking about a birchas mitzvah, then that would mean that the chosen has to say the bracha. I am doing a mitzvah being mekadesh ha'isha, so I have to make a bracha. What is the misadar kedushin? Whoever is such thing, you bring in somebody to be misadar your detilas yadayim, and he'll make the bracha. Ridiculous. So according to that, and this is the way the Rambam passes, the chosen is mevarach. Whoever somebody else breaking a birchas so enoch hinami. I mean, there is an element of birchas mitzvah that's on. The rush time is what's the mitzvah example? See, the Rambam learns the way that he puts the mitzvah is to take a woman with chuppah and kiddushin. Sometimes he incorporates that idea in the mitzvah gufa. The rush time, until the mitzvah is really period of a review. So, I mean, what you're doing is sort of like a hechsher. Okay, but the kiddushin doesn't allow you to do anything. So, what are you making a bracha on a kiddushin that's sort of hechsher of a hechsher? I mean, well, I can't do anything yet with my kiddushin. So I need to wait until the chuppah anyway. So therefore he learns that enochinami, this is a bracha of kiddush. Mekadesh Am Yisrael, where the moment that shows the uniqueness of Am Yisrael and the way that they view intimate relations, so we make a big deal of it as a way of being mavdil ben Yisrael Ami. So then indeed it's very similar to kiddush. So then it's Mekadesh Am Yisrael, the chuppah of kiddush. They learn that this is the reason for the entire structure of the bracha. Because what is this? What does that have to do with the bracha? It's a negative bracha. What are we making a negative bracha for? Because there's other strange elements. They chuppah, kiddushin, and then kiddushin. What about kiddushin and then chuppah? And then kiddushin with chuppah, should say. So there's a lot of explanations that Lemaisa, the way we were learning, if you recall initially, in the Yevamos Siyum, we pointed out that the Isser Arayis is central to Lekichas Isha, which is beautiful. The way the bracha is constructed is the whole element of Ja'as Arayis is indeed the makor of the idea of Alkein Yazav Isha Savi Vezima of Vidavak B'Ishna. And this is the whole, I mean, the whole thing is always, as we'll see, the Sheva bracha goes back to Gan Eden, it's structured around the brachas of Gan Eden itself. So it's not a gentle type of rebbe's Shabbat Ramazan. The Gemara actually builds the brachas with actual references to Gan Eden Mikedah. It's okay. So it would make a great deal of sense. As far as why we put it this way, they say that in order to make it clear that this brach sounds like, okay, so now get to it, right? So therefore, wait. Chuppah v'kiddush, remember? That's in that order, but I want to remind you. But otzar lono otzar rusei. So in the dark of kedusha, so first of all, arayis ras, and then pnuyais or a getter for arayis, and then kedushin without chuppah is a further getter for pnuyais. So the whole thing is real expression of kedusha. It's constructed, therefore, the only heter is like the chuppah of the kedusha. So memela, it brings out the power of the element of kiddusha, the bracha, which goes kol mokum shatam motzei geder erva, says the Gemara. Rashi brings the kiddusha to you. Kol mokum shatam motzei geder erva, atam motzei kiddusha. So that's exactly what the bracha is constructed around. It's very beautiful. Comes out of the elements of the bracha here are extremely powerful. And the truth is, it's really a very moving bracha. This way, it's constructed around the first the Isser and then the gradual development of the Heter. So I think everybody subconsciously senses the nature of Kedusha that emerges from it. And that's mamish how it's written. Don't have one.
The Gemara, right, that we had, right? Kol brachas kulon pochsim b'barach v'chosim b'barachas.
Yes.
Chutz me.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have mentioned that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm interrupting. I should have mentioned that it would also be nogea something else. If it's a birchas mitzvah, so then if the chosen went ahead and gave the kiddushin without making a bracha, so then you can't make the bracha anymore. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam paskens like that. The chosen had said a rabbi kiddushin, you know, sometimes people rush ahead actually happy. Yeah. Rush out of it. You know, he's been practicing, you know, so he's already Aray HaMekadesh asleep before the guy sits too late, according to Rambam. Whereas according to the Rush, like you saw that.
No, at a wedding I went to just last week, as he was supposed to be saying Aray HaMekadesh, he said, Imishkachek Yerushalayim, everybody went absolutely, you know.
That's right, too. Yeah. Practicing the
little
that's very cute. As he puts on the ring.
But this she's thinking, what am I getting into here?
But this is clearly not neither, right? It's not Birchus of Paris, it's not a Birchus Machel. I mean, why do I have to come on these? It's very nice.
Yeah. All right, but it's not our main thing, but it is a good thing. Tan Rabbanan, Mevorchim Birchat Chatanim Ba'asara Kol Shiva. This din of the Birchat Chatanim is not only at the actual event, but during all of the Shivas Yemei HaMishpeh, you would be making Sheva Brachot at the Suda. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, V'hu Shebo Panim Chadashot. It's only if you have someone new who came, and as Tosas points out, that's Tam. Like we are semech on calling a guy from the shuk, it means someone who was choshev enough for you to have made a seuda for his presence. You would have added special things and so on. Just like Shabbos is called Panim Chadash, it's based on the Medrash where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Panim Chadash is bo lekan. Let's be meisiv for the covet of Shabbos. That's all the new extra food on Shabbos in the Neshama Yisera. So stam a guy that hope he doesn't eat too much. You know. It's not exactly a pun of kadashas to make a bracha. Okay, and tomorrow Mir Tashem will get into the Seder HaBrachas of the Sheva Brachas at last. See what they're all about, those mysterious brachas, very mysterious. Good.